Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The voters have spoken loud and clear. And let's hope our Congress and the Obama administration have been listening. We've seen big game-changing elections before. I look back to 1980, Ronald Reagan swept into office with a Republican Senate. The voters were sending a message then. They didn't like sky-high interest rates, about 15%. And they didn't like unemployment. And they didn't like expensive gasoline and long lines at the gas station. Farmers were furious about President Jimmy Carter's grain embargo. President Carter embargoed our grain exports to the Soviet Union, our biggest customer. And as the Secretary of Agriculture then, convincing President Reagan to lift that embargo was my most pressing challenge. And he did lift it. But the other problems we faced took longer to fix. However, President Reagan and the Congress working together fixed them. Now let's hope the new Congress, both parties, understand the message. Less government, less taxes, jobs, and get the work done. This time around, the ag industry is not concerned about high interest rates or trade embargoes. They want the government to back off. Don't let EPA run over us or steal our property rights. Forget about cap and trade, CO2 regulations. Don't try to tell us what to do if we want to drain a pond or fix a little creek on our farm. And what is this about a new regulation that will require us to give a 1099 to any person or company where we spend $600? And maybe you haven't heard about it, but you will. Just stay tuned. The nanny state is going wild. Is Secretary Vilsack pushing to get our trade agreements passed? And we know our farm programs will be cut, but we don't want to be singled out. There isn't that much money there anyway. And we know that there are forces in the Obama administration that don't share production agriculture's vision and priorities. Just as the farm voters wanted me to fight for agriculture in the Ronald Reagan cabinet and the White House, as I did, today's ag industry expects the same from Secretary Vilsack. The voters have delivered a blunt, clear message to big government. Let's monitor the response and hold their feet to the fire. There'll be another election in 2 years. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.